Welcome to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. I'm your host, Lance Donvold, motivational speaker and former professional athlete with the Seattle Mariners. The mission of this podcast is to sow seeds of hope into your soul, dig up deep roots of purpose within you that have yet to be uncovered, and grow you exactly where God has planted you so that you can reap your ultimate harvest in life. I will be your host throughout this podcast, and you can expect power-packed, spirit-led, short, motivational messages designed to pierce your heart and move you into immediate action. Whether you're at the gym, in the car, or anywhere in between, I know how busy your life is, and want to personally thank you for taking the time to listen. My message for you is this: you are here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you are supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. And it starts with sowing one seed, sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could change them forever. Not because of me and my power, but because of God and the words He is going to speak through me and the way He is going to use you to distribute this message. Here are a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, subscribe to the podcast. I'll be dropping frequent messages designed to uplift, encourage, and reshape the way that you think. Please leave a review. I'm always going for a 5-star rating. Number two, just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing this for a reason. Pour out this message to somebody else that needs it. Share it via text, or just simply take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram story and tag me, and I will always do my best to give you a shout out and a repost. You can tag me at LannyT42 on Instagram. And with your help, together we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. And put your gloves on, folks, because we got root work to do. Welcome to the Planted, Not Buried podcast.
What up, my Planted 365 family? Man, I hope you're doing well. Got a quick pump in this morning. Was awesome. Get a good sweat in. I was in the car yesterday for about six and a half hours driving from Mesa, Arizona down to Duncan High School. And I was just driving and driving and driving through these mountains to get to this school in this rural area. Gosh, probably my top places I've ever spoke. I'm not going to lie. Just the kids, the receptiveness, just the area I was in. We got cows across the street. We got a small little town feel. I ate dinner at the little ranch house, and just all the locals were there. They were so nice. Like, everybody was talking to me. Nobody was really on their phone. It was just cool, man. Probably the coolest place I've ever spoke. But as I was driving there, I had this like feeling from the Holy Spirit: go where you're convenient, or go where you're called, not where it's convenient. Go where you're called, not where it's convenient. And I was like, man, if you're not willing, and God was like, if you're not willing to go and speak here and drive through the mountains and see where my people live and go speak to the hearts that I'm calling you to speak to, if you're not willing to go here all the way through the mountains, 3 hours away, 3+ hours away, and speak to 123 students and 15 teachers, if you're not willing to go there, like, why would I place you in rooms where it's crowded? Why would I place you in rooms where there's 5,000? Why would I place you in ballrooms? Why would I place you in professional stadiums, right? One of my goals and visions is to speak at the Passion Conference, and I believe it will happen. And one of my other goals is to be a New York Times bestseller. And I know the places and positioning those types of things will bring me. But if I'm not willing to go where I'm called right now or at any time in my life, if I'm not willing to do it, why would I be able to have the honor and the privilege to go where it's crowded? Because it's an honor and a privilege to go wherever I'm called, right? It's an honor and privilege to go wherever we're called. So for you in your life right now, what areas are you doing things out of convenience when you should be doing things out of a calling? There are people that need you in different places. Go where you're most needed. Like, everybody's heart is valuable. So you can go into spaces and places that you may think are insignificant, or you may think like, hey, this is a little bit, this isn't on my level. No. Now you're looking at people from a different level than you're at. We're all human beings having the same exact human experiences that's dictated by our environment, dictated by the people around us, dictated by where you live. but we are all humans. We all have needs. We all have emotions. We all have feelings. We all have different thoughts throughout the day. And we're all going through this thing called life together. So it doesn't matter if it's a room of 5,000 or a room of 123, or for that matter, a room of 12. I remember the first time I spoke, there was 8 kids there, right? So I just want you to think about, go where you're called, not where it's convenient. I had this powerful conversation one time with Jeremy Anderson. I remember he was speaking on stage, and he was talking about the heart posture that it takes to do things at a high level. Like, God will elevate you what he can trust you with, is what he was trying to say. And he said he did an entire tour his whole one summer, an entire tour called the Grace Tour. It's on YouTube, Jeremy Anderson Grace Tour, where he toured churches, he toured schools, he toured prisons, he toured boys and girls clubs, he toured after school programs, and he toured all these places. And it was the Grace Tour. It was 100% for free. And he did that out of the goodness of his heart, right? And he knew that those people that he was going to speak to and minister to, they deserved his best. They deserved excellence when he showed up, no matter how much he was getting paid. So I took that and I'm just like, man, isn't that the truth? I think right now in your life, a lot of times we do so many things out of convenience. Is it convenient for me to stop here and pray for that person? Garrett Unkelbach, a Navy SEAL that disciples me, he told me this story one time, how he was driving through Texas after he had just given a message to a church. He was driving to get to an elk hunt that he was going to go scout some elk. And he was late and he was on his way. And the Holy Spirit told him, hey, you should probably pull over and help those people on the side of the road. And he was like, no, I don't know if that's my flesh. I don't know. It's kind of inconvenient to do that, right? It's kind of inconvenient to do so. But then after about 6 miles, he goes, you know what? I'm turning around. He turns that sucker around. He turns his truck around. And one thing he always likes to do is keep cash on him. He says he doesn't use cash for spending. He uses cash for sowing seeds, right? And at this particular moment, this family who didn't speak much English was on the side of the road in the middle of Texas needing help. And he gave them $500. But that's not the end of the story, right? These people were so blessed by the money that he would help them get a tow truck. He would help them get out of there. They were so blessed by the money, they want to know why. And he was able to share with them about Jesus Christ. He was able to share with them about his faith. So out of inconvenience for him, he was able to bless somebody else. And here's what he finished the story with. Sometimes the things God is calling you to do, it's not for you. It's for somebody else. It's not even for you. So we have to get over ourselves. We have to be willing to sow a seed and reap a harvest that isn't ours. Somebody else is going to reap the harvest from the seeds that we plant. It's not even for us. So are you willing to do things that are inconvenient that aren't even for you? That's a heart posture. And when we begin to listen to the Holy Spirit, when we begin to listen to the promptings that he tells us to do, oh my God, now he can trust you. Now he can trust you with another prompting. Like, if you ask God for wisdom and discernment to do certain things, he's going to help you do them. But you have to listen. And then now you're somebody that he can trust with wisdom. Because if you take wisdom in and he gives you the playbook, he gives you the play to run, but you don't run it, can you be trusted again with wisdom? So I would implore you, I would prompt you to listen to the promptings. Listen to the things that God is telling you to do. Whip that truck around. Pray for that person. Give that person money. Go where you are called, not where it's convenient. Because most of the times, the biggest blessings that somebody else is going to receive or the biggest blessings you're going to receive are going to be in areas that you never expected there would be a blessing. And it's just being obedient and realizing that we're all facing the same human experience. Go and help somebody, whether they look like you, whether they don't look like you, whether they're rich or they're poor, whether it's going to benefit you or not. That's one of the biggest things. Is it going to benefit you or not? There's a lot of relationships. There's a lot of things out here that aren't going to benefit you directly, but are you willing to do them for the good of humanity, for the good of the kingdom of God, right? So go where you are called, not where it's convenient. And I promise you, there will be crowds in the end. There will be crowds in the end. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Because what you do in secret will be rewarded. What you do in secret will be rewarded. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. That's just, man, there's a bigger reward. If you boast about it, there's a bigger reward for the things that you do in private. And I'm speaking to somebody right now. Like, you might not be seen right now. You might not be heard. You might not know. But, like, God sees you. God knows what you're doing. I want to encourage you that God sees all of your moves. God sees all of your thoughts. God sees all the things that you're doing for his people. Go out today. Don't do things out of convenience. Just go and do things out of a calling. And go and do things and respond to the prompting. When you respond to the prompting, you can be trusted with more promptings to do and build the kingdom of God. I hope this blesses you. Have a blessed day, my Planted 365 family. Let's get it.
Thank you for listening to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. Remember, you're here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you're supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. It starts with just sowing one seed and sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could literally change them forever, not because of me and my power, but because of what God is going to speak through me and how he's going to use you to distribute his messages. And here's just a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, just subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to be dropping frequent, power-packed messages designed to uplift and leave a 5-star review, and just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing it for a reason. Pour it out to somebody else that you know that needs it. Pray about it, think about it, and share it with them via text, or just take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram or Facebook story. And I'll always do my best to give you a shout out or repost. And with your help, you guys, together, we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. If you want to get connected with me further, or have me come out and speak to your school, speak to your organization or team, just go to lancethonvold.com and fill out the booking form, or just simply email me at info@lancethonvold.com, or we can get connected on all social platforms under Lance Thonvold or LannyT42 on Instagram. As always, guys, put your gloves on, because we got root work to do. We will see you next time on the Planted, Not Buried podcast.